covering all aspects of teaching and learning, educational leadership and psychology, kinesiology, and sport management. It's Education Eclipse from Washington State University.
Here on Education Eclipse, I'm Brandon Chapman, and I'm joined by Cheyenne Cortese, who is a student here at Washington State University in our elementary education program. She's also a student ambassador for the Alhada Future Teachers of Color program. And Cheyenne, thanks for joining. And first of all, just briefly describe, what is the Alhada Future Teachers of Color?
All right, so we're basically an organization here on campus that deals with diversity in the classroom, although our major isn't just for students who are planning to be teachers, it's for all majors, and it's also not just for teachers of color. So it's just anybody who honors diversity.
I'm just going to throw you a curveball right off the bat. If you're not a teacher, sure, you might care about diversity, but there are a lot of different options, I would think, on campus that deal with diversity. So why would they care about diversity in teaching?
Like everybody seems to go to elementary schools, right? So it's kind of, we are teaching the future of this, you know, of Pullman, of Washington State, and even of America. And so it's mostly just having everybody knowledgeable and on the same board to make diversity more of a topic in elementary schools.
Sure. And if you think about it, at such a young age, obviously they can learn about diversity the right way or the wrong way very early. And that will set a lot of their ideas going forward. So starting 4 years ago, I guess, or 3 years ago, every year there's the Alhada Future Teachers of Color Conference. It's an annual event. Tell us, what is the annual conference all about? It's happening this Saturday. And I'm sure a lot of people would want to know, what happens at this one-day conference?
Well, we have people talk about different topics in diversity. And so it's basically just a really great opportunity to get information on different common topics that we see in education. And so this conference, we have, for example, we have a Native American storyteller. We're going to be doing trans ally training. And we even have someone talking about Ferguson. And so it's basically just for someone to go and get a lot of information about different diversity topics that could eventually be, you know, seen in the classroom.
Now, one of the guests, so you mentioned the Native American storyteller. So his name is Crick Calebs. He actually was a keynote performer at the Globalization Conference that just happened, and I thought he was fantastic. All of these things from, you mentioned Ferguson, are things that are very apropos to today and would certainly be something that anybody would want to know how to teach. Now, I've been to a couple of the conferences already, and one thing I noticed, it's extremely diverse within the conference. And I don't just mean talking about diversity, but you say it's for anybody who cares about diversity. There's all kinds of diversity at this conference. I mean, it seems fantastic.
Yeah, it's totally fantastic. I mean, and you even see different ages. So the AFTOC conference is open to WSU students, faculty, and even community members. So, I mean, you see a wide range of people there. It's really great.
Now, you're a student ambassador. What does that mean?
Mostly a student ambassador is spreading the word about our cause. So we are honor diversity. And so a lot of my job is going around to different classrooms. I usually go into the Teach and Learn 301 classes and talk about our club. And, you know, diversity is important. And you're going to be seeing this in the classroom, especially if you're going to be in a suburban area like Seattle or something of that sort. And so mostly spreading the word, but also making sure we have, you know, enough flyers to give out to people or enough food at our different meetings and conferences.
Obviously, with such a focus on this, there tends to be something inherent, the idea that maybe there's a problem. Do we have a problem of diversity in education? What might that problem be?
I don't think we have a problem. I think what people see as maybe an issue is that the teachers basically that we see in elementary schools don't necessarily match the community. So you'll see, you know, maybe 80% female Caucasian teachers in a community where it's majority Hispanic or majority African American. And so it's basically what we're trying to do is to teach all teachers how to honor diversity in the classroom if maybe they haven't had that sort of experience.
All of the teacher preparation programs, they want to recruit more folks that are culturally or linguistically diverse. You've got a huge job then recruiting, because I mean, you're trying to get the word out there and really I guess, hope to get more teachers or potential teachers interested in doing this, especially those who are diverse, either culturally or linguistically.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's why I like and speak to the Teach and Learn 301 classes. It's because you're not in the program yet. And so I'd like to go in those and, you know, try and speak about diversity to get more of those, because it seems to be more diverse pre-service than in the service. So,
well, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you one last question that seems pretty obvious, but why did you want to become a teacher?
I wanted to become a teacher because growing up, my family really honored education, even though none of my parents didn't go to college. And so it was something my parents were always kind of talking to me about. And I couldn't have done it without my parents or my teachers. And so I really wanted to be a figure like that in my community. And so, yeah.
All right, Cheyenne Cortese, thank you so much. And sincerely, enjoy the conference. And I hope it's very successful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Education Eclipse, a College of Education podcast from Washington State University.